Hello and welcome to the Bull Podcast. So I wanted to be this first episode as a little introduction as to who I am and what are my goals and why I decided to start the podcast and, you know, past versus now and who I am and how we change and evolve over the years. So my name is Sonia. I am a certified child behavior specialist and an advocate for Down syndrome for beautiful and most amazing son, Mateo. Now, a little bit of my background, because you're going to see, like, how did she get here? So, I originally have a degree in computer science. I was in the IT world for 15 years. Loved it. It was challenging. It really helped me grow. And teach me a lot about the outside world and business. So I loved it. But after 15 years, I was kind of tired of the long hours, and, you know, the weekends, and I just wanted to try something different. So I decided to open my own event planning company. You're gonna say, well, how did you go from IT to event planning? I always loved entertaining. I loved having people over, very social. I love setting a table. I just love making people feel warm and comfortable and welcome. So I said, why not try? And my dad was a big part of that because he always loved entertaining as well. My dad was very big on Christmas. He even had his special Christmas dishes. And he took Halloween very seriously, Valentine's Day. So I think that inner spark for that whole entertainment world also came from him. God bless him. And I did that. So, you know, I just basically dove in, said, whatever happens, happens. I wanted to be fearless. I'm like, I'm just going to try it. You know what? It works. It works. It doesn't. It doesn't. At least I can say I tried. I don't like what ifs in life. And slowly but surely, the business was picking up and picking up. And I was going on, I believe 4 years. And my husband and I, in the meantime, were trying to have a child. And we were blessed. We got pregnant. And so a few months went by and we were doing all the testing. And then they had told us that there was a chance that a child would be born with Down syndrome. So I wanted to be sure, because I'm a planner by nature. So I wanted to hit the ground running. I wanted to know throughout my pregnancy like that I can plan properly. And when he got here, we were like ready. And that's what we did. So we got the confirmation that he would be born with Down syndrome. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, oh my God, how did you feel? And everyone has a different take and a different feel, a different story to tell, so to speak. To be honest, I was just worried more for health, because kids with Down syndrome can be born with a multitude of health issues, and even as they grow. So for myself, I said, just let him be born with health. I don't care about anything else. So I started doing my homework and reading up on the different developmental delays and speech delays and health issues. And so by the time he was born, we were ready. It was like, let's do this. What do we need to do? What do we start with first? So we were able to hit the ground running. And I think for me, that worked well, because I had the different stages. That's not to say I wasn't worried. You know, a lot of people say, did that dream of the child you have get somehow minimized? I'm like, no. Because I always said I want a child who has a big heart, who helps others, is kind, and is happy. And that's exactly who Mateo is. And anyone who knows Mateo will tell you that. Biggest heart. He's literally the definition of love. And because of my fierce love for him, I'll get to the name. Because I know some people are wondering, well, why the bull? You're a certified behavior specialist. Where did the bull come from? Well, that's thanks to my husband. Because my husband labeled me the bull. And he did so because of my fierce protection and fight when it comes to Mateo. Something inside of me snaps and I go into instant fight mode when it comes to him, especially in our advocacy, especially when it comes to inclusivity and acceptance and resources, the education system, the healthcare system. As I said, you know, when they deliver a diagnosis, it's extremely negative. That would scare the bejesus out of anyone. And I think if we, and I'm not saying you can't, you have to give, you know, each ends of the spectrum. You have to say, as you know, this has, there's potentials of this, and these are the delays, and these are the health concerns. However, there's all of this you're going to get to. And I think if we would showcase more of that, I think we would allow for more acceptance and hopefulness. And that's what I hope to bring to on that side of the spectrum, you know, in my advocacy. And that's why I showcase Mateo, and, you know, I have him with me on Instagram, and he, first of all, he loves it. And, you know, I think his nickname should be Mr. Hollywood, because he loves being in front of mirrors and cameras. I want you to see the potential that our kids have, you know, and stop listening to outside negative voices. Like, why? Why do you allow other people to take space in here? No. No. You do what's best for you in your life and your child. Go with your gut and try, because you never know until you try. You have to at least try. And then if something doesn't work out, well, then you go to plan B. So I'm hoping that in showcasing that and speaking here on the podcast will raise some spirits and show people that, you know, there's always hope. And it's a mindset, and it's how you view things. And it's about setting realistic expectations. And it's about fighting the good fight. And I think we should all be that fierce in fighting for what we really believe in. And I always said I will be Mateo's voice till the day I take my last breath. And that will never change. And anyone knows me and has seen my post on Instagram knows I can get extra spicy when it comes to Mateo. And that's what I hope here. You know, I want I want to give other parents, advocates, just people in general, a space to feel seen, you know, a space where we don't have to live up to everything that we see on social media. Because let's be honest, and I've said this before, social media is great for connecting like we are now, but it also has the cons. So we have to know what to consume and what serves us and what doesn't. And what doesn't serve us, you push it aside. So, and I think that applies to just women, men, parents, just children, teens, especially, you know, we have to be very conscious of what's out there and the dangers of it and be careful. So I hope that in creating this podcast, we can touch on all these points where everyone can get a little bit of everything, you know, maybe a woman who's not feeling, you know, so great might listen to something that I've said and be like, you know what, she's right. Why am I focusing on this? You know, I always say, you know, I don't have to reach millions, but if I can reach one person and help you pull you out of a dark place that you may be in, then I feel like I've done my job and I can feel happy about that. And even some of the stuff that I've done on Instagram, and I get wonderful comments like, Sonia, you know, thank you. You're like, you know, you allowed me to breathe, or you make me feel like a normal parent. We are normal parents. You know what? Some days you're going to be a freaking rock star, and other days it's going to be a total shit show. That's okay. That's okay. You know, some days maybe you didn't answer your child like you would have hope to, because you just were so dysregulated and there's something going on in your life and boom, set you off. That's okay. Acknowledge it. Realize, okay, what set me off exactly? The trigger wasn't my kid. The trigger was this going on in my life. I always apologize to Mateo if I acted in a way that he didn't deserve and it didn't feel right. And I apologize. And he always asked me, oh, mommy, why are you apologizing? I'm like, because it wasn't nice. you know, that's not the way I should speak to you. I have to, you know, get better. And then we do some breathing exercises. We listen to music. So, you know, it's also about teaching him emotional intelligence, you know. It's okay to get mad. It's okay to get frustrated. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. It's what we do in those moments and after, how we process those emotions, that's the important part, you know. And as a parent, we carry so much guilt. And trust me, I was the queen of always feeling like, am I being enough? Am I doing enough? Am I advocating enough? Am I, you know what? You are enough. You do what you are capable of, what your capacity is. It took me a while to learn that. It took me a while not to feel guilty every time I became dysregulated because I was exhausted and carry a heavier load, you know, because let's face it, you know, us moms, we do carry a heavier load, but I also don't want to discount dads because dads carry a different load. And I'm hoping I can get a few dads on here so that we can have such an open discussion on how they feel, with everything, you know, just raising children. And then you add the, you know, special needs factor to it. And, you know, the worry gets heightened and you seem like you're always in fight mode. So I'm hoping that we can reach so many different levels and touch on so many topics so that everyone can feel somewhat heard and seen. Because I think as humans, that's all we want. You want to be heard, you want to be seen, you want to be understood. And I think if there was more of that, we'd see less of people falling into darker places. And let's face it, you know, our goal on this earth is we have to help each other. And I want to get back to those basics. I want to get back to where we cared about the person across the street, you know, that neighbor, and we look out for each other. I would love for us to get back to that. And this is why I'm starting the platform, is because I'm hoping that I can either bring someone out of that dark place, or I can fuel a parent to fight harder and say, you know what? She's right. I'm going to write to this person. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. I'm going to ask for more of this. I'm going to do it. That's it. That's the whole purpose and the whole goal. I'm really what you see is what you get. This is me. And I'll be as honest and authentic about my life, you know, and everything that we've gone through. Because Lord knows we've heard it all. When you are a parent, a child with special needs, the stuff you hear is mind-blowing. Now we actually, I don't even bother answering. But it fuels me to fight even harder. So, you know what? People are going to be people. People are going to be ignorant, and ignorance is a choice. You can always learn and get better. That's why I always tell people, if you don't understand a certain disability or a certain child, ask questions. We will not be upset if you ask questions. If you come to me and say, Sonia, I have no idea of what this entails, I'll let you know. And it's perfectly fine. We're not supposed to know. You think my husband and I knew everything about Down syndrome when we received the diagnosis? No, but we did a lot of reading. I went through a lot of blogs. So it was just a nice space. And I took from the ones that really provided hope. And, you know, not that they showcased every day is great, but they made the best out of every day. And it's not, it's a very difficult journey, but it's a journey that is so worth it. And, you know, I have a podcast already recorded on that. Anyone who knows me knows I'm an uberly private person. But the reason why I turned on my camera that day was because I wanted others to see that we all have days where we feel just exhausted, defeated, wondering why we have to always fight so hard for our kids, why we are in 2023 and we still hear no money, no resources, the so-called experts don't know how to even read your kid. And anyone who knows Mateo, he's the easiest kid. He's stubborn. Oof. Can win an Olympic gold medal for stubbornness. Trust me, I know. But then again, his mother is the bull, so we can't expect anything less. Hence the name. But that's okay. I call it strong-willed. I don't like using stubborn. He's strong-willed. And you know what? It's gonna serve him as he gets older because he won't allow anyone to step on him. So I'm like, you know what? We'll take the brunt as parents. Those days where you're like, oh my God. But we'll do it. But I just wanted people to see that side of how a parent has those days and they break and their heart breaks for their kid because it's very difficult to see your kid not getting, number one, the respect they deserve, the education they deserve. It breaks you as a parent because you feel so helpless. But we also know how to pick ourselves up and say, okay, you know what? You're not going to break me. You're going to make me fight harder. So what else do I need to do for my kid? So I will release that one as well. I was debating. I've had it recorded for a while now, but I think parents need to see it because even the strongest people fall. But it's how we get up and it's how we pull ourselves out of that. And I think if people can see and say, you know what, she went through that, she pulled herself out, I can too. I can reach out a hand. And that's what I want people to do. I don't want people to feel like they can't reach out. I want you to reach out. If you can say, Sonia, I'm in this place that I don't know how to pull myself out. And if I can help you in any way, I will. And that's the whole point of this is that, having a platform where we can talk and share and have different people on and share ideas is what I wanted. I wanted that just everyday life. This is what's going on. This is how we can help. What can we do to help? And so, even my work with parents, The thing with parents is that we set so many unrealistic expectations for our kids. It's this, 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 that. Whereas opposed to if we just meet them where they're at, the flow would be much better. But I also want parents not to feel so defeated and hard on themselves, like, what am I doing wrong? Parenting is, I always said it's like trial and error. It's some things work and not it's not a one size fits all. So there's not one person out there who has the complete A to Z. You follow this, you're going to be good to go, have no issues. No, it's impossible. It's impossible because each child is unique. Disability or not, each child is unique and has to be addressed accordingly. So what might work for one doesn't work for the other. So we just have to really meet our kids at their level. And the biggest thing is just allow our kids to be who they're meant to be in this world. Just let them feel like, whoever they want to become, they can. And the important thing is that I want all kids to love themselves, every inch of themselves, inner and outer, just love who they are, And when they look in the mirror, what do they see? I want all parents to do that. Or anyone who's watching, you don't have to be a parent, anyone who's out there? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? And I did this with Mateo. Of course, the first thing he said, it's like, Mommy, I'm handsome. I'm like, no doubt, of course. No self-esteem issues there. And then I said, what else do you think about yourself? He goes, Because I'm a smart cookie. I said, you sure are. And then I proceeded to ask him questions. I said, do you think you're kind to others? He goes, yes, I am. I said, do you think you'd like to help others? He goes, yes, I do. I said, do you think you're funny? He goes, I am. And that's what I love. I wanted to be fueled with all these positive affirmations. Like I want him to get into that mindset is that I love who I see in the mirror. So that this next person who comes about and says, I don't like you. He's going to be like, okay, I'm not meant to be liked by everyone. And that's conversations we have too. I tell him, you're not going to get along with everybody, but I want you to respect them. You're not going to be liked by everyone. And then he looks at me like, what? Someone not liking me? I'm like, I know. Hard to believe. I know. But it's life. I'm not everyone's jam. I won't be everyone's jam. That's okay. We are not made for everyone, but we find who we're drawn to and who we're drawn to and who others that are drawn to us. And that's okay. And these are the conversations that I want parents to have, more open conversations about how kids, like, I don't know how many people actually ask their kids, how do you feel about yourself? What do you like about yourself? What do you think is like your best trait? What you offer? I posted something the other day about, you know, what we can ask our kids instead of saying, oh, so how was your day? You know, ask them, what was the best part of your day? You know, was there anything that you feel that made someone else potentially feel better or feel was helpful? So there's different things that not only that we can do for our kids, but also for ourselves. And that's like going through your day saying, okay, what part of my day was so great that I loved, that I'm so grateful for? You know, I bought an agenda this year, and ironically, it had a little box where each week you can mark down your top achievement and what you're grateful for. And it's amazing because it's such a way to practice gratitude, you know? Yes, we all have things that happen in our lives that are hurtful and can bring us down. But it's in those moments that we see our strength and that we see our growth. And it's also in those moments saying, okay, Sonia, you know, maybe this is not going great, but you have all of this going on, you know. And my father, back to God bless him, he passed now, it's 5 years. Not a day goes by, I don't miss him, and I do. And he always would say he was a rich man. And it had nothing to do with finances. We were like middle class. We struggled, you know, certain periods in our lives. But he would always say he's a rich man because his family's healthy. He has food on the table, clothes on his back, and a roof over his head. And I try to live my life like that too, you know. Like every day saying, okay, you know what, Sonia? Things could be worse. There's people struggling right now that I can't even fathom how they're struggling with health or mental health or just financially. And so I think we should all practice that. And I know it's difficult in some moments because when you're in such a place, but if we can find that one light, we can find that one glimmer, that one smile, you know, tell people thank you when you go, you know, you're going to Costco, you're going to the grocery, whatever, just say thank you and smile, you know. Maybe that person across from you needs that today and saying, oh, you know, I caught someone sweet today. I caught someone who smiled at me, someone who, you know. And it's just some little things that we can practice every day that can really help. You know, you never know who you're helping on the other end. You never know, you know, reading something, you know, you write a post or you do a little story and you just feel like, you know what, she's right. She's right, you know. Reach out to people. You know, mental health is such a big topic, and I've talked about this, and I did a live with a good friend of mine. And we need to put it more at the forefront. We need to talk more. You know, I think if people will talk more about the emotions and understand them and learn how to work through them, I think we can help a lot of people. And I think we need to take it more seriously. And I think there's still lots of stigma and around it. And we've all suffered. Our mental health has all suffered at some point in time. I think some people don't like to admit it. Some people do. And that's okay. You're entitled to, you know, keep what you want private. But I think if we spoke about it more and we spoke about how there's days where you're just like, oh, God, I'm done, you know? And we've all been there. We really have all been there. And that's why I do want to release that other podcast where I'm showing how painful it can be when you have a child with a disability and you're fighting so hard and you just want the best for them. And although it's really out of my comfort zone and I don't normally show anyone that side, I think it's important for me to show that side so that other parents can feel, you know what? I'm not the only one. I don't want people to feel alone. I want people to feel that they always have someone that they can reach out to and talk to. And that it's okay, you know, all your feelings are valid. Just like we teach our kids, all your feelings are valid. Adults have to know this too. That it's okay if you're angry. It's okay if you feel defeated. It's okay if you feel sad because the world is just, can be such an ugly place. But don't focus on those people. Like I posted something on Instagram. And sometimes I get caught up in reading comments on Facebook, which I normally never do, but this just drew me to it. And I was like, wow, the world can be a real ugly place, but I'm choosing not to focus on that. You fuel me to fight harder for my son, so that's great. But I'm not going to let your negativity and your comments pull me down, because I know what I have is great. If you don't recognize that, that's fine. That's okay. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, how crude and rude and disrespectful it can be, but you're entitled to it. But I won't let you bring me down. I refuse to do that. And I won't let it affect Mateo. And I won't. You know, I'll make him so bulletproof that nothing can penetrate. And that's my advice to parents for all their kids. And actually the adults, you know your self-worth. Know how great you really are. Don't listen to others' opinions. If you're number one, they're none of your business. Number two, who cares? Like, who cares? What matters is what you think of yourself. So when you look, so let me give you a little exercise. Tonight, tomorrow, next week, whenever you're up for it. When you look in the mirror, tell me what you see. And I'll tell you what I see. I see someone who wants to make a difference. I see someone who loves her family fiercely. I see someone who loves to help others. And that's my greatest joy. Families and parents and just people in general, just anyone and everyone. It doesn't have to be specifically only parents and parents with kids with special needs. No, it's the whole gamut. I see someone who also struggles with self-doubt on her true potential. And I do. You know, there's days where I'm like, sometimes I look at my husband, I said, I wish I can believe in me as much as you believe in me. So I struggle with that too. You know, we all have insecurities and that's okay. That's okay. But don't let them overpower you. Don't let them not make you reach your full potential. And that's what I hope to get from this. You know, just keep it raw and real. We're going to have laughs. There's going to be tears. There's going to be frustration, depending on the topics. But I want to bring it all, you know, because that's the journey of life, you know. It's like, I always say, huge roller coaster ride, you know. You're high, you're low, you're, you know, stable, and then you're back to a high or a low, but we have to go through all those phases. And those phases are where the growth happens. And am I the same person as I was 20 years ago? Nope, not even close. And I don't want to be. This is who I am and who I've grown into. And I have so much more growing to do, so much more learning to do. And I want to take you guys on the ride with me, you know, if you're willing to, and I hope you do. Because I can assure you, it's going to be an interesting one. With that, welcome. And I hope, I really, really hope that you come on with me on this wonderful journey. And you take what you need from it. And, you know, sharing our story and sharing our life and sharing other stories in other people's lives. You know, I'm hoping to have different guests on to touch different parts of life, just to expand our knowledge and expand our growth and hopefully have some aha moments. So thank you for listening. I keep an eye out for the bull. She's coming. Have an awesome day, everyone.